coming to you live on a hot August night from the fabulous Little Panada Theater in downtown Sandpoint, the entertainment capital of Bonner County and the world. It's another edition of the Little Live Radio Hour. This is an hour of live entertainment. You can tell it's live, unedited. You can hear it on the third Tuesday of the month on these airwaves at this time through October, rain or shine. And if you tuned in for this one, I hope you set your alarms to join us again. I'm your host, Jack Peterson, the best-dressed radio personality in North Idaho. Oh, thanks. We're very pleased to be coming at you over the airwaves at 88.5 on the FM dial, but also through the miracle of technology, streaming live across the information superhighway on krfy.org or wherever you get your streaming radio. It is a dramatic time of year here in North Idaho. For one thing, just wrapping up right now over in Lakeview Park is William Shakespeare's As You Like It, brought to you by Montana Shakespeare in the Parks. Did anyone in our studio audience double book and make it to that one? You really, you did. You went to Shakespeare and you came to this. That's, what a night. How was it? Pretty good? Pretty good. Thumbs up. Anyone catch Henry V on Sunday? Yeah. Okay. How about Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, which is just starting right now over at the big theater next door? That's going on, a little more drama. The North Idaho Philharmonia and the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint certainly went for the gusto this time. So when we get to about midway through the show, we may all have to be very quiet and see if we can hear it through the wall. That is not the only drama going on around here right now. The Sunset Fire is still burning on the southwestern shore of Lake Ponderé. I hear some hisses back there. Nearly 500 personnel on site fighting a 3,200-acre fire on unforgiving terrain and still reporting 0% containment today. It is August, and the school year is just around the corner. Kids are out on the lake and the beach soaking up the last of the big vacation. Currently, at this hour, the temperatures are still in the 80s, highs climbing up to 95 degrees this weekend, but we're finally at that part of the year where everything cools down overnight. Thank goodness. We can turn off the air conditioners and open the windows, as long as the wind doesn't blow smoke in our direction. It has been a very exciting summer, all in all, especially for your community radio station, KRFY. But nothing so far has been more exciting than what we have in store for you tonight. Tonight, it's my pleasure to introduce our musical guests. Panhandle Community Radio, the festival at Sandpoint, and the Panada Theater are proud to present, for your listening pleasure, Truck Mills and Carl Ray. Thank you.
truck. Back home, wear Route 99 pair of shoes. Cheating, he's putting on a capo.
In England, they call it a capo.
Oh, that's right.
I like to think of myself as a refined guitarist.
I'm going to do a song that was very popular during COVID.
Oh.
Yes. It was very popular.
Big hit.
A little thing called Keep It Clean. Of ice cream, but it takes soap and water for to keep it clean. Well, your sister was a cabbage, your daddy was a bear. Put the button on your mama, cause she had bad hair. Now, load them over, give them Coca-Cola, lemon soda, and a sauce of ice cream, but it takes soap and water for to keep it clean. Well, you wanna hear the elephant laugh? take him down to the river washes. Yes, yes, yes. Ride him over, give him Coca-Cola, lemon soda, and a sauce of ice cream. But it takes soap and water for to keep it clean. Well, you want to go to heaven when you D.I.E. You got to put on your collar and your T.I.E. Run him over, give him Coca-Cola, lemon soda, and a sauce of ice cream. But it takes soap and water for to keep it clean. I'll wash it up.
That sentiment. Wash your hands. Yeah.
It's a good habit.
Truck and Carl, when did you two start to play music together?
I just knew that question was going to come up. Do you recall, if we go to the very, very beginning?
Yeah.
It was in Seattle somewhere?
Yeah.
Or at least in and around?
Yeah. Yeah. And
Does that answer your question?
Can you be more specific?
I believe we met at the Puget Sound Guitar Camp.
I think that was it. We also remember the New Melody Tavern.
The New Melody Tavern. That's right.
Wallingford in Seattle. And we used to, Carl was touring with Del Rey at the time, and I was playing in a band in the Seattle area, and we both frequented some of the same haunts back then, and that would have been
80-something.
There's a 19 before this, by the way.
Yeah.
1980-something. And didn't see each other for years, and then in 93 or 4...
Well, no, we moved here in 95, so that's
okay.
What it would have been.
I think I moved here in
93. And we went to see a show at the Panada, and we sat down next to Truck.
I said, Carl, what are you doing here?
Turned and looked at him. He said, you're Carl Ray, aren't you? And I said, yeah, and aren't you Truck Mills? Said, oh, yeah. So anyway, long story short, we had a collaboration on and off since then.
Yeah. Picked it up right here in town in about 95,
Probably.
Like. Yeah. Cool. And it happened right there, right next door.
At the balcony.
Magical. That's cool. Yeah. All right. What are you guys going to play next? And Truck, you've switched instruments, it looks like.
I did. Picked up what's called a Weisenborn guitar, which you play on your lap with one of these metal bars. So they call it a steel guitar. That's why they call it that.
What have you decided to do? Oh.
I thought we were going to sing.
That's right. I see. Okay.
Yes. I thought you were going to sing.
PC got an automobile. Every woman I know said she got to have an automobile. Yes, and here I am standing with nothing but a rubber heel. Walking women home is a thing of the past. Women wanna ride and wanna ride in class. Some like a Cadillac, some like a Ford, some like anything as long as it'll roll. Every woman I know crazy about an automobile. Well, here I am standing with nothing but rubber heels.
That's the only reason we do that song, is so Carl can honk his horn.
That's right.
It's a good reason.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Honk my horn.
Pretty good. Pretty good. You do any other impressions, Carl?
No.
Okay. You're listening to the Little Live Radio Hour. It is live here on 88.5 KRFY. We're coming to you from the Little Panada Theater. Oh, I'm sorry, the Panada Little Theater, I think, is the preferred order of words. And it's Truck Mills and Carl Ray live on the stage here on 88.5 KRFY.
Thank you, thank you.
We've changed instruments again. What are you going to play next?
We thought we'd do a little change of pace. We have an instrumental number here, a little ragtime, I guess you'd call it ragtime blues kind of thing. It's inspired by a song by the late, great Reverend Gary Davis, one of the all-time great acoustic guitar players of all time. He did a song called Cincinnati Flow Rag, and it kind of resembled this, so...
And of course,
we'll call it that.
this is our big YouTube hit.
Yes. So, how many views?
I think we've got 12 now.
No.
I,
I thought it was 16, but...
Oh, well...
Can people take views away? I don't know.
I don't know if they can.
We're a social media sensation. Next, Carl.
Well, I'm feeling like it's time for a love song.
Oh, yeah. Well, some people call it crazy.
Yes, but I call it love.
Same thing.
You're pretty darn right there. Same thing. Crazy love. Some people call it crazy.
call it love. I said, it's you, it's you, it's you, my darling. It's you that I'm thinking of, baby, it's you. Well, it's you. Well, it's you. Well, it's you that I'm thinking of. Even though you're far away, you seem so close to me. Cause I can see your smiling face in my memory. Darling, it's you. Well, it's you. Well, it's you.
You're listening to the Little Live Radio Hour. It's 7:30 on a Tuesday night. It's time for a few announcements, if you don't mind. This show is produced by Panhandle Community Radio and the Festival at Sandpoint, and our venue is furnished by the beautiful historic Panada Theater over at the Big Theater. Okay, if you're hearing me, you are probably not next door at the Panada right now listening. And if you are, shame on you, turn off your radio at once. But right now, we are missing the first night of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, presented by the North Idaho Philharmonia and the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint. You can still go and see them and hear that show tomorrow night, August 20th. Next Thursday, the show is Arrival, science fiction, kind of a modern classic, I would say. Good science fiction alien movie next Thursday. Arrival. Yes. Amy Adams is in that one. And Jeremy Renner and a bunch of aliens, I think. Okay, coming up on, yeah, next Friday, that's August 29th, we have a twofer, a fundraiser for both this radio station, 88.5 KRFY, woo, and the Panada Theater, our hosts this evening. It is a one-night-only screening of Viggo Mortensen's 2020 directorial debut. The movie is called Falling. The director co-stars in the movie with Lance Henriksen, and both of them turn in acclaimed performances as father and son. Did I mention one night only? Okay, last time we had a screening of this kind, two nights sold out, and I would suggest getting your tickets early because it'd be quite a surprise if this one doesn't go that way as well. I'll mention, if you're on the fence about it, there will be a Q&A with Viggo Mortensen himself live on stage at the Panada Theater next Friday. He's been a big supporter of this radio station and of the theater and of arts in the town in general. If you need more convincing, let's say that Viggo is stepping up to help out community radio in sort of a tricky time for public radio in general right now. This is a big donation of his time and his work on the film, and we'd all appreciate it if you can do the same and come out and see us on August 29th at the Big Panada Theater. That's 7 p.m. Tickets at panada.org. Let's see. KRFY will be at the Farmer's Market this Saturday. You can come and say hello to us, free of charge. Some of those ladies back there. Let's see. Festival. Anything going on? Paul? Nope. All right. Relaxation time. Truck and Carl, how about you guys? What are you guys doing?
Well, about doing a little Bobby Womack song.
Okay. You got anything coming up? Like anything out in Newport in October or anything like that you want to mention?
Oh, in the future.
Yeah.
Right at this very moment.
Yeah, upcoming events.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I
announce. This is the announcements.
For one second.
This is the announcements portion of the show.
Oh, the announcement.
Important announcements, yes.
So in Newport, Washington, there's this lovely little venue called the Create Center. And it's an arts center. And they bring in all sorts of different music, all sorts of different creative individuals will teach classes, etc. So on October 4th, I believe starting at 7 o'clock, Chuck and I will be playing. It's a benefit. And there will also be another band appearing called Popeye Rose, which is a band from the Newport area. They are kind of an eclectic, bluegrassy country originals. They're very clever and fun to listen to. And of course, you know, Truck and I, we're just, you know, a couple of old farts. So,
we're not so clever, and we're in a pretty...
Yeah, not nearly so.
Not a whole lot of fun to be around either.
So, oh, no, that's not true.
That was a joke. It was supposed to be a joke.
Oh.
No,
anyway, so that's October 4th at the Create Center in Newport, Washington.
At the Create Center,
yes.
October 4th. Okay, we'll mark our calendars.
Yeah.
And then what are you doing there, Carl? What is that you are putting to your mouth?
This is called the Rack of Harps.
Yeah.
And there's six harmonicas on here, and they're double reeded, and they kind of sound like an accordion because I have no ability with keyboards.
Okay.
So I can kind of fake it with this.
Okay. Well, this concludes the announcements portion of the evening. Get on with the music.
Baby, you stay out all night long. She made me cry and she did me wrong. She had my nose open, that's no lie. The tables turned and now it's her turn to cry. Because I used to love her, but it's all over now. I used to love her, but it's all over now.
She put me down. It was a pity how I cried. Tables turned and now it's her turn to cry. Because I used to love her, but it's all over now. Because I used to love her, but it's all over. Wake up in the morning with my breakfast in bed. Whenever I got worried, she would rub my aching head. But now she's here now, every man in town still trying to take me for that same old clown. Because I used to love her, but it's all over now. It's all over now.
Well, that thing's pretty cool, Carl.
I like it.
And his lips never left his mouth.
Nope, not once. Yeah. Nor did my nose. Because, you know, you can get overtones by blowing through your nose on the upper harmonica. Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Okay. Well, I was going to ask if I could try it out after the show, but I don't think I will anymore. Maybe not.
Well, I'm not a harmonica Frank Floyd, I'll tell you that. So.
Okay.
It's the only person I ever saw play with his nose. Interesting.
Frank Floyd.
Yeah, harmonica Frank Floyd.
I play with my nose all the time.
Many, 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 many years ago. So.
Meep, meep.
What's he tuning up for, do you think, Carl?
I'm going to find out.
Okay.
All right. I like that.
All right, so this song was recorded back in 1929 by Blind Willie Johnson. It seems to fit these times very well.
Everybody ought to treat a stranger right. Long way from home. Everybody ought to treat a stranger right. Long way from home. Now everybody ought to treat a stranger right. Long way from home. Everybody ought to treat a stranger right. Long way from home. Now be careful how you treat a stranger. Bobby Lyon, you turn him away. And the fear that he might endanger could drive him from your gate. Now everybody ought to treat a stranger right. A long way from home. Everybody ought to treat a stranger right. A long way from home. Yeah, be mindful of your speaking. And careful how you go along. You must always treat a poor stranger right and accept him in your home. Cause everybody ought to treat a stranger right. A long way from home. Everybody ought to treat a stranger right. A long way from home. Your brother or sister and cause them to feel alone. Cause everybody ought to treat a stranger right. A long way from home. Everybody ought to treat a stranger right. A long way from home. Now everybody ought to treat a stranger right. A long way from home. Everybody ought to treat a stranger right. A long way from home. Everybody ought to treat a stranger right. Long way from home. Everybody ought to treat a stranger right. Long way from home.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is that the one you said, 1929? Yeah, it was the first recording of that song. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, very interesting.
We do a lot of old songs.
are no Wilburys. Is that like a huckleberry? I do huckleberries.
Well, we thought we'd do a song written by the late, great, another great guitar player, a little instrumental song written by Merle Travis. And Merle Travis was so good at going like this that now whenever anybody plays like that, they call it Travis picking. Even though he didn't invent it, but he really refined it. He got it down pretty good. Anyway, we're going to attempt to do one of his well-known songs. It's called The Cannonball Rag.
Thank you.
One or two.
One or two.
You decide. It's the Little Live Radio Hour. We're coming to you live from the Little Panda Theater, and we have time for one or two more with Truck Mills and Carl Ray, I think.
All right. Well, let's see. There's a slow one, and then there's a fast one.
You want to do two? I don't know.
We could do the slow one fast and the fast one slow.
Okay.
And it might work out.
Uh-huh.
Either way.
And fast. Well, a vote. And fast or end slow?
Let's go slow.
And slow.
All right. And this is the one we're going to play them both with, if you wish.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. You're going to try to play two? Try and play both or just one right now?
We'll try and play two.
Okay, great. I'll squeeze in between and say goodnight.
And this one, this might be one that many of you will be familiar with. So if you'd like to sing along, you'll be on the radio.
Change your mind about leaving.
you.
All
right, we got. Okay, I'll be so fast. This has been the Little Live Radio Hour, a monthly production of the Panhandle Community Radio and the festival at Sandpoint. Our venue is furnished by the beautiful historic Panada Theater. Stay tuned to 88.5 for Made You a Mixtape. Russ Tomlin is standing by to take over these airwaves in just a few minutes. The theme of the show tonight is distance. Distance. This show is produced and engineered by the original bad boy of summer who led the American League in hit batsman in his one season with the Seattle Pilots, the Sagal Spitball, Mr. Paul Gunter. Special thanks to Chris Hughes and Russ Tomlin for technical help. I'm Jack Peterson, and these guys are Truck Mills and Carl Ray.
Thank you.
Great way to end this one. Here we go. I'm all messed up, confused in every way. Well, I'm all messed up, confused in every way. I met the sweetest little woman.